This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky. Reuters, Kyiv. Ukraine sacked a top engineer at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, accusing him of collaborating with Russian forces, and urged other Ukrainian staff at the plant to remain loyal to Kyiv. I stopped there, Henry, because we had not entertained this particular twist of the Zaporizhia power plant or all the other power plants in Ukraine, that the staff go over to the aggressor, complicating everybody's understanding of what safety is. But I find that this is a good moment to talk about lessons learned so far. What I'm learning about Zaporizhia and about other plants that can be in the combat zone is that possession is authority. You occupy, you control the message and the threat. And a threat is an attack when you're dealing with a nuclear power plant that can go into a zone like Chernobyl and poison the whole neighborhood. I also learned that sabotage is always going to be a risk, and you don't know who's on the address form. You don't know who did it. I have also learned right now that power backup for nuclear power plants is critical, and it's the major weakness for everyone trying to control them. What other lessons have you learned about this, Henry? And you've been talking to people who speculate about the future in combat zones with nuclear power plants.
I think the key thing that I'm learning after so many months watching, and I'm not sure has sunk in, is that nuclear power plants and war zones are not simply just another way to boil water. They become military leverage points that can cause the focus of the combatants to get distracted. In a big, big way from the front line of battle, which may be somewhere else. And I think we still treat these things as if the solution to the military problem is just to get everyone to agree not to attack them, as if that's very likely. It is not. And I got to believe that after the dust settles on this war, some hard thinking has to be done about where you put these plants, and what you do with the plants that exist to defend them actively and passively. With the march of the next decade, we're going to see lots more missiles and lots more hands and the ability of nations to reach out and do what Putin has done is going to increase. It's not going to go down.
The fact that nuclear power plants exist across the world island, Eurasia, is now something we talk about routinely. Is it talked about by the war planners? For example, I have not exhaustively searched this new document about China, but I did not find immediately any concern about the nuclear power plants in China, the ones in Taiwan, the ones in Japan, the ones on mainland United States of America, when we consider the threat of the PRC.
I think you're onto something, and it ought to figure, at least in a bigger discussion, at least about infrastructure fragility and what it might mean in the case of Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, and even though Israel doesn't have any nuclear plants other than a military plant at Dimona, their infrastructure may be targeted by Hezbollah and Iran as well. I don't think we have thought enough about being on the receiving end. I think we've done a lot of study on how to target things in China, for example, or even Russia, at least on sheets of paper. I know this work goes on. I've talked with the people who do it. I don't think we've thought enough about taking hits. What we focused on is, oh, well, what about electromagnetic pulse? What about cyber attacks? Well, okay, we've done that quite a lot. How about something that we know is going on? Not so much, and that's missile attacks. And also probably sabotage and internal insider threats. Now, the latter has gotten a fair amount of attention, in fairness. But the other two, no.
We have 30 seconds, Henry. This document, Military and Security Developments Involving the People's Republic of China, has this been something routinely issued over the years and I've never seen it before, or is this fresh wind in Washington? 30 seconds.
No, it's routine, and I have to say, it gets better and better. And I think a lot of people are anticipating, you know, the Biden administration pulling its punch. I don't sense that. I'm sure there are much more radical findings that could be made. But boy, this is a leap forward even from the Trump report in 2020. It's going in the wrong direction. It's bad.
If this was the first chapter of a techno no thriller, I want to read the whole book on the airplane ride. Good heavens.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Where do holiday happenings take over every aisle? Lowe's, actually. Experience the magic of Winterfest at Lowe's and save on gifts like a Craftsman 243-piece mechanics tool set valued at over $600 if purchased separately, now for only $99. Give the gift of tech this season with a Ring Video Doorbell at an everyday low price of $99.99. Explore the festivities of Winterfest at Lowe's, home to any possibility. Offer valid through 12/7 while supplies last.